Hi, my name is Emily Chadbourne, and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast, where we explore how we can better understand our thoughts, feelings, and actions, change our results, and feel less alone as we navigate that crazy thing called life. This show is sponsored by absolutely bloody nobody because, well, no one is willing to pay me for this shit yet. But I am a huge believer in supporting other small businesses that I love and fellow entrepreneurs who, like me, are trying to make the world a better place. So if you hear me recommend or promote other coaches, products or services, please know that it's not an ad. I just want to share the love. Also, though, if you did want to sponsor me, I would completely be okay with that. So you could email me at info@emilychadbourne.com. Do Chanel sponsor podcasts? Hello and welcome to Unashamedly Human, the podcast. This is episode 23 and I am your host, Emily Chadbourne. Going to jump straight into this one because I haven't got time to fuck around, but I wanted to get this out there. So I am fresh back from Bali, where I ran an amazing retreat for 9 phenomenal women who were really ready to heal, to let go of their trauma, to let go of their story, to feel validated, to feel seen, to feel heard, to really step back into their power. It was fucking off charts, man. Seriously, I was just astounded by the bravery and the courageousness and the camaraderie and the tribe and the love and the trust and just all of it. Like, lives changing left, right and center. Fucking phenomenal. Running another one in March. If anyone is interested, feel free just to drop me a line, info@emilychadbourne.com. But while I was in Bali, I was very aware that as a practitioner, as a coach, as a facilitator, I was really stepping up. I was really pushing myself to see what I was made of. And that was a really beautiful thing for me. So as much as this retreat was amazing for these women, you know, I would be lying if I said that I didn't get as much out of it as they did. It was amazing. And on the last day, I was fucking exhausted, right? Because holding space for that length of time, that depth of emotion and that like intense, beautiful, wonderful energy and that energy release, it's quite a big thing. So I'm in the shower after the last day and all my best thinking happens in the shower. And I'm standing in the shower and I'm not feeling good enough. Even though I had pushed myself to the very limit, not to the limit, I'd just stretched myself as a practitioner, and it was, I was astounded at what I could do. And I was still standing in the shower not feeling good enough. And I'll tell you why I wasn't feeling good enough. I wasn't feeling good enough because just before I jumped into the shower, I was scrolling through Instagram, always dangerous, scrolling through Insta stories. And a coach who I love, I know her, she's a fucking legend, it's why I follow her, I totally support what she's doing and how she's doing it and who she's doing it for, I love everything about this chick. But in the last year, this woman, without doubt, has fucking nailed it. She has created more impact, I would imagine more income, and she's definitely got a much bigger following than me. And that's okay, because we shouldn't compare ourselves. We're all on our own journey. But fuck it, man. I'm a human being. Of course I compare myself. I'll be a fucking idiot to pretend that I didn't. And so there's a bit of me that watches this woman's astounding success and feels inferior to it. And the thing that had really triggered me on this particular day was that she was doing an Insta story and celebrating, rightly so, the lives that she has impacted this year and her like astronomical growth in terms of business. And then she turned around and said, and mid next year, I've got my first book being released. And my heart went, da-da-da-da. Because I don't know if you know this, but I've been writing a book since the beginning of motherfucking time. And this last year, I reckon I've written, maybe 5,000 or 6,000 words. I've probably deleted 5,000 or 6,000 words. Then I rewrote 4,000 words. I reckon I deleted 1,000. You get the picture. I mean, I'm bored of talking about this book that I'm not writing. And so I'm standing in the shower, right? And I'm thinking to myself, even though I have just done 5 solid days of the best fucking coaching of my life. And these 9 women have transformed their lives from the soul in. I'm still standing in the shower feeling like I haven't done enough, I'm not good enough, and I'm inferior to one of my colleagues. Many of my colleagues, actually, but it's like this one particular woman sort of personifies all of my, like, all of the colleagues that I feel inferior to. It's kind of like embodied in this one. Amazing coach, she's phenomenal. And then in my head, I'm like, right, do you know what, Emily? Time to coach yourself. You can't compare yourself with other people. Remember what all the Insta quote tiles tell you? Like, you're on your own journey and you can't compare your first chapter with someone's last chapter. And like, remember, you're on your own journey, Em. It's okay. And then I had this kind of like little epiphany, which was, I am always telling myself I shouldn't compare myself. But the reality of the situation is I do fucking compare myself. And instead, what would happen if instead of worrying about the fact that I compare myself and making the fact that I compare myself a problem, I took away the worry about it, therefore stopped it being a problem and just fucking owned it. And instead of fucking sitting there being like, I compare myself and I shouldn't compare myself, so now I feel shame about the fact that I compare myself and now I feel even worse about myself, I just turn around and go, do you know what? As a human being, fundamentally in my DNA, I'm wired to compare myself to the people around me. I'm wired to work out where I fit in, where I am in the pack, where I am in the hierarchy. And so do you know what? Instead of fucking resisting that, which by the way is motherfucking exhausting, I'm now crying in the shower because I've got the shame about the fact that I'm comparing myself and I think I should know better, and all the fucking motivational quote pages that I follow and my fucking newsfeed is full of, you're on your own journey, fuck off. I am on my own journey, but here's the thing. If I just release myself to comparing myself to other people, maybe I can see where the gap is. And if I stop making my comparison a problem and just go, do you know what, fundamentally this is who I am, so how can I make this resourceful for myself? Because the world exists in polarity. There is the light and the dark in everything. There's the good, there's the bad, there's the up, there's the down, there's the hot, there's the cold. There is not one thing that does not exist by its very nature without its polar opposite. And so I can make this kind of like addiction to comparison the worst thing in the world, and I can allow it to put me into a state of paralysis. I can use it to fucking beat myself. I can use it to tell myself I'm rubbish and I'm crap and I shouldn't even bother and where's the point. I can fucking wrap it around myself like a fucking Gucci excuse, or I can use it to be the most resourceful thing to propel me forward. And so as I was standing in the shower, right, I'm in Bali, it's like 50,000 fucking degrees and 900% humidity. So I'm just like, I don't know what's water and what's sweat, but I'm definitely like just wet. And I just have this like moment with a fucking gecko on the wall, and the gecko looks at me and I look at the gecko and I'm like, I'm just gonna compare myself for a minute. Instead of worrying about it, I'm just gonna do it. So I stand there and I'm like, if I'm comparing myself to this other chick, I know that I'm equally as good as a coach as she is. I know that I've got all of the tools that she has. And I know that the only difference between her achieving a certain amount and me achieving a certain amount is because I haven't taken as much action as she has. I haven't turned around and backed myself in the same way that she has backed herself. I haven't gotten up as quickly as she's gotten up after she's failed. I've stayed on the floor a little bit longer than her. I've let the punches hurt a little bit more than her. And so I know that if I compare myself to her, I can use that as fuel to get back up a little bit quicker next time, to take a little bit more action, to back myself a little bit more, to speak my truth a little bit more, to reach more people and to be a bit more fucking passionate about what the fuck I do. And in that moment, comparing myself to this woman was the best thing that could have ever, ever happened to me. Now, let me be really fucking clear here. If you are comparing yourself, like I said, and you are using that comparison as an excuse for you to stay stuck, as a beating rod
so that you can continue to tell yourself that you're not worthy and you're a piece of shit and everyone else is better than you and that person's thinner than you and that person's got a different body type to you. Like, there's no point comparing yourself to things that you cannot control. There's no point me comparing myself to fucking Kate Moss. There's no point me comparing myself to a 6 foot fucking leggy, big boobed model. I'm none of those things. I'm never going to be any of those things. It's a complete waste of energy. But if I can harness this kind of like realization that actually if this woman is doing the do, if she is showing me what is possible for me and I feel in kind of comparison, I can fucking resourcefully use that to propel myself forward. And so I invite you today to stop looking at comparison like it's the worst thing in the world and ask yourself, well, how can I use this resourcefully? How can I see what other people are doing and go, wow, if she can do it, I can do it. Look what's possible. Look how many pathways are being forged in front of me, showing me what is possible. Am I willing to step up and do a little bit more, to take a bit more action, to take some more type up moments, to speak my truth, to communicate more, to network more, to love more, to heal more, to do a bit more work on myself? Am I willing? Because if I am willing, then look at what that other woman has done. Look at what is possible for me. That is healthy fucking comparison. So stop berating yourself for being in comparison to other people. It's normal. It's natural. Fucking put down the rule book that fucking personal development keeps spouting. Can't be in competition. You're only on your own journey. Fuck that noise. Be healthy with it. Be resourceful with it. Harness it and use it. And make sure that you don't, because there's a light side and a dark side, like I said, everything, like, make sure you don't fall to the dark side of it, because completely agree with that. There is absolutely no point looking at somebody who's 5 years ahead of you and going, oh, well, I'm never going to, you know, I'm not that good right now, so where's the point? That's unhealthy comparison. That's unresourceful. It doesn't help. You're using it as an excuse. Like, you need to reframe that shit. But if you can find a way to take those comparison tendencies, which we all have, they're human nature, and see how they can be resourceful, and you can look at that person who's 5 years in front of you in business and go, holy fuck, look where I could be in 5 years. Right, am I willing to take the action that that person has taken? Am I willing to show up the way that that person has shown up? Am I willing to make the mistakes that that person has made as well? Could I learn a little bit from that person's mistakes so that I don't have to make quite so many, or I could make different ones and therefore make my own path and imagine where I could be in 5 years' time? That's fucking healthy competition, man. So now I'm going to take this one step further, because let me tell you where this ended. Did not end in the shower with the gecko. Oh, no, no. Emily Chabon had to take it one motherfucking step further, didn't she? So I come home, right, back to Melbourne, and I'm like, right, fuck this noise. I'm writing my book. I'm writing my book. I turned 39 on the 23rd of April. Just by the way, if you want to put that in your diary, I don't know. I'll just say it again. So that's the 23rd. That's a 2 and a 3 of April. So that's where my birthday is, so you know. So I'm going to be 39 on the 23rd of April. And I was like, right, by then I'm going to have this book in draft. It doesn't need to be in publication necessarily. I don't have to have the copy of it in my hand. But I am going to have this book basically written. And so I sat down and I start trying to write this book, which it just feels enormous, because a book is like, I don't even know how many words a standard book is meant to be. Fucking loads. Loads of words. And so I'm just like instantly overwhelmed. And I know that accountability works with me, but I also have been telling people I've been writing this book for a year. And so that level of accountability is obviously not working for me in this particular circumstance. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, do you know what? I wrote, in preparation for writing this book, I wrote a blog a week for an entire year. So 52 blogs every Tuesday consecutively. If you want to count them, go to my website, go to the Read Me page, and you will see 52 blogs that have been published every Tuesday for an entire year. And I was so vocal about that. I told everybody about it. I was on Insta stories about it, Emily_thatcrazythingcalledlife. I was talking about it in my Facebook group. I even, like, some of the blogs are even about the fact that I'm blogging for 52 weeks consecutively. And more importantly, I'd made this like real fucking promise with myself, which was, if I miss a week, I break a little bit of integrity in myself and I break a little bit of trust with myself. And so it stopped even being about producing the content, and it became this kind of tool for me to really like learn what I'm made of. And believe me, most of those blogs were written in the middle of the night with tears streaming down my face going, this is boring, I don't want to do this, why did I agree to do this? And giving myself a million excuses and then reminding myself of the promise that I have made to myself. And my trust, my integrity, my self-worth has to be more important than me getting an extra couple of hours sleep one night. I have to fucking do what I say. Otherwise, how am I going to look at myself in the mirror? How am I going to expect the world around me to love and respect me if I don't love and respect myself? How do I expect the people around me to show up with integrity, to trust, to be trustworthy if I'm not showing up with integrity and I can't be trustworthy in myself? So it was really important to me. Like I didn't miss a week. I didn't miss a beat. I think I published a blog on my birthday. I published a blog on Christmas Day. Like it was just, I was on it. But with a book, not on it. Then I was talking to one of my VIP clients, and at the end of the call, just as we were about to hang up, she asked me about the book. And I kind of gave her a summary of what was really going on with it, because I'm upfront and honest. I don't bullshit people. What you see is what you get. And hashtag unashamedly human, right? And this client told me about a coach that she's following who is writing her book live because she knows that she needs this level of accountability. And then it kind of like hit me. What I need to do is take the weakness that I see in myself. I'm always doing things at the last minute. I need a high level of accountability. I'm not particularly ordered. I have no structure. Like there was a lot of chaos in the way that I work. And that served me really well when I was writing my blog a week. Because it meant that quite often those blogs were just being pounded out without me overanalyzing them, over-editing them. Like they were real, they were raw. Some of them are literally first drafts. In fact, the ones that got the most traction, the ones that got the most comments, the ones that people resonated with the most were normally the ones that were first drafts that were written at like 2 minutes to midnight. And so I've always seen that as a real weakness in the way that I perform. But actually, it's a strategy that works for me. And in lots of ways, it's a really resourceful strategy. Now, because of the law of polarity, of course, that strategy brings with it some negatives or some darkness or some not so great bits, like the tears at 2 minutes to midnight and the franticness. But it's a strategy that works. And so, again, instead of resisting what is, instead of creating a problem around what is, and then the problem becomes, or the energy or the fear or the like low vibrational frequency becomes attached to us making it a problem, the thing no longer becomes the problem. The fact that we're making it a problem becomes the problem. And we do this all the time, right? We have this fucked up, warped image in our head of how we think we should be and how we think other people are being. And then we tell ourselves that if we're anything outside of that, including what we already are, is wrong. And so then we create this problem for ourselves. Oh, I love too hard. I am a last minute person. I ought to be more structured. I ought to have better time management. Well, I don't. I don't, and I'm not. And me berating myself is only causing a problem with what is. And if I stop berating myself, acknowledge that everything has its negative and its positive, and then take away the problem that I have created, which isn't even the thing in the first place, it's my interpretation of the thing that is now the problem, then all of a sudden I'm free to find the resourceful component in how I'm already showing up. So you know what? I'm last minute, I'm scrappy, I need a very high level of accountability. So how can I make that work for me? Not how can I change the strategy that I've been using since the beginning of fucking time, but how can I make that strategy resourceful? So this is what I'm doing. I am going to compile a group of women of about 15 to 21. I don't know why, but the 21, but that's the maximum number I feel comfortable with, I think. And some of these women I'm going to approach individually. Some of these women I will just like shout out to my free Facebook group, That Crazy Thing Called Life, and ask who wants to come on board. And then I will also be asking for people to refer to me who I've just they don't know who I am. I think it's really important that there are a couple of people in the group who've genuinely got no idea who I am and have no idea how I work. And what I'm going to do is, to this select group of people, I'm going to call them Emily's Book Club. I am going to submit every 2 weeks a chapter of my book. And it doesn't need to be edited or polished or even very good. But every 2 weeks, I'm going to do my Insta stories about it. I'm going to talk about it all of the time. I'm going to hold myself at a very high level of accountability. And it will mean at times I am crying into my laptop at 3 o'clock in the morning, saying to myself, why did I do this? How can I get out of this? Can I just not do it this week or this fortnight? And I'm going to have that conversation with myself, which is, no way. You've promised yourself, you've promised these women, you have a high level of accountability and everybody's watching you. And I'm going to put myself under that pressure. And it might not sound like fun, but it's the way I work. And it must be fun. It's working for me. And me trying to completely change that strategy and sit down and work and write solidly from 10 a.m. till midday every single day and have a word count of how many words, that's not working for me. That's asking me to be someone who I'm not. And part of self-love, part of this journey of being unashamedly human is going, this is who I am. How can I make that work even better for me? Not, this is who I am and I need to change it. Because I don't want to change who I am. There's no point. I just want to love who I am even more. So Emily's Book Club is going to, like I said, anywhere between 15 to 21 women. There are three rules of book club. Welcome to book club. There are three rules to book club. The first is no one talks about, that's not true. Everyone should talk about book club. The first is that there is a commitment that every 2 weeks these women will read the chapter that I submit to them. The second is that their feedback will be clear and kind. And then the third is that they will not share the documents that I send them with anybody else ever, including after the book has been published. And I think that is the way that I'm going to get this book written in about 4 months, which will take me up to my 29th birthday. So buckle up, we'll see what happens. But the thing that I really want to leave you with, and the reason that I thought it would be really important to document this in a podcast, is if you've got something about you that you are constantly telling yourself off for, that you are telling yourself you should be a different way, and you are allowing the strategy that up until now you have been using to stop you from doing other things, to stop you from going for your goals. If you're saying to yourself, well, I can't execute on that yet because I shouldn't be doing it this way, I should be doing it this way, and right now I don't know how to do it this way because I've only ever done it this way, then stop. It's okay. Who you are, how you're doing life is fine. There's a good and a bad to everything. There's a positive and a negative to everything. So stop looking at your strategies and the way you're rocking up through that negative lens and just say, how can I make this resourceful? How can I make it work for me? I know enough about myself to know what works and what doesn't work. And instead of telling myself off, I'm just going to accept what I am, who I am, how I work, and I'm going to make that really resourceful. And just like you can have healthy comparison and you can have unhealthy comparison, you know, these strategies that I have, of course they have negatives to them, of course they have bits that maybe are a bit clunky and a bit scrappy, but equally they've got really beautiful, wonderful ways that mean that I do get shit done. It might not be graceful, but I get shit done. So that is my invitation to you today. Let me know what you think. Let me know if this has sparked a little aha moment in you. Take a pen, take a piece of paper, sit down this evening, go home, have an unashamedly human moment and just journal around it. What strategies have you been berating yourself for and how can you make those strategies work even better for you? Because they are already working for you. It's just that you think they're not, which is where the problem lies. All right, I trust that has helped. Keep your eyes and ears peeled on the progress of Emily's Book Club. No doubt over the next 4 and a bit months, you will see lots of Insta stories of me losing my shit and regretting this decision. But I think ultimately it's going to be a really beautiful demonstration that, you know, you don't need to change who you are. You just need to step into the strategies that you're already using and make them even more resourceful. All right, lovely people, go ahead and compare yourself in a healthy way. Go ahead and love the strategies that you've been using till now because they're obviously working for you. Just ask yourself, how can I make them work even more? Thank you very much for listening. Please, if you are listening on iTunes, do me a solid and go and rate and review. It helps other people find this content. If you're listening on Spotify, share it. You can do that straight from Spotify, I found out the other day. There you go. Share it, tag me at Emily underscore that crazy thing called life. Use the hashtag unashamedlyhuman. Join the free Facebook group, that crazy thing called life. And as always, share this with a mate.
If you're anything like me, your first thought in the morning is often one of, oh, holy fuck. We wake up instantly feeling like we're in lack. Not enough sleep, not enough time, not enough. We scroll through social media and feel not enough. We think about our day ahead and feel underprepared, uninspired, or overwhelmed. What if we're not enough? Before we're even out of bed, our mind is telling us all sorts of crazy stories, and these stories set the precedent for our day and have a huge effect on our results. Imagine if you could start your day with a different thought. Imagine waking up to a daily reminder of the greatness that lies within you. Imagine having your own personal and funny cheerleader inspiring you every single day. Imagine your first waking thought being one of abundance and purpose. Well, imagine no longer, my friend, because now you can wake up with M. Wake Up with M is a text message service for women who are ready to wake up to their power, purpose, and passion. A daily motivational message from me personally to get you smiling into your day and vibing high from the moment you wake up, and all for less than the price of a couple of lattes a month. And even better, you get the first month completely for free. Because, well, you know, you might actually find it really annoying to have a daily reminder that you're amazing and capable and awesome. Head to emilychadbourne.com/wakeup or check out the link in the show notes below.